your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
A podcast network.
Here we go.
Hello.
Thanksgiving, my God, and welcome to...
Two
Filthy
and Full
Nerds. Leah just threw up in her mouth.
Yes, I did.
Leah, we are so sorry. Not sorry.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's in the name. You guys are filthy.
We're disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, disgusting. You should have seen us eating last night. It was like two pigs in a trough.
I'm really glad I didn't.
I mean, you missed out.
I mean, it's
I built a trough.
She did. She actually physically built a trough and was just like, get to
That's
it.
That's impressive.
She put my head into it like she was hazing me. She was like, bitch, get in there, eat that
All
fucking
I have
food.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
And then my mascara started running and I was like, is this a porn?
My favorite kind.
I was like, my other podcast would love this.
Listen, you guys.
Nicole, do you just imagine everything as like a porn now? Every scenario you're in?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
as
I did that
potential.
Even before my podcast. just because
someone,
I walk through life pretty fucking horny all the time.
As someone who last night you saw in a full unicorn costume carrying a poop-shaped plunger, I'm a little upset. I'm just now learning to see everything as a porn.
I do. I saw you as going to fix the toilet. And then
as
we're gonna
a unicorn,
fucking take your unicorn horn and fuck someone with it.
Yeah, Dookie the Unicorn, brought to you by Squatty Potty.
Spit roasting bitches since what's
I
need
you're
a
using
magical
your
time.
Squatty Potty wrong. What are you doing down there?
It's a good for kneeling.
Dear
I don't know.
Anywho,
use
filthy20 at squattypotty.com. They didn't ask us to do that, but I'm telling you. You guys, we're here with our Bachelorette expert guest co-host Leah Knauer. And we're just gonna fucking get.
Thank you. Happy
let's,
to be here.
Let's just get into the shit show.
Let's go.
That is The Bachelorette.
Oh, I mean, where to start? Truly,
she had the one-on-one with Ivan.
I love Ivan.
I
told you guys
Ivan
in
too.
The text, in our text chain, he reminds me so much of my boyfriend. He's so pure and sweet and genuine and like just grateful to be with her. And that's what she deserves.
That's what she deserves, but it's not what she wants. She wants a bit of a bad boy. Ivan's like, let's talk about Black Lives Matter. Like,
they
yes,
cried.
I loved that
you want her
moment.
Face. You don't want her face crying. You want her pussy weeping, you know?
I thought it was a really touching moment. I think, like, maybe you could do both. I don't know, because...
I mean...
I think you definitely can do both, speaking from experience with my boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean...
Hello.
Okay.
I mean, police brutality does not get me wet.
That was an iconic moment in the show, though, because that was a very real moment. I even replayed it, because they've never talked that honestly about real-life shit. And,
really?
Of course, it was, like, two Black people talking about it, you know? But
yeah.
It was, like, so needed, I think, in the franchise.
Yeah, well, because it's a thing where I feel like they probably cut, if that stuff does come up, they probably cut a lot, because they're like, we don't want to isolate any of our viewers if they feel differently, or we don't want to make them uncomfortable. So it does speak volumes to like just the decision for them to go, no, let's keep that in. That's an important conversation.
And the times we're in too.
I felt like she was keeping it in a little bit.
Yeah, I think she was a little nervous, to be honest, because she's the Bachelorette and there's a lot of pressure.
To talk about it publicly.
Do you
publicly.
Think that she was nervous because she doesn't want to say the wrong thing, or because she doesn't want to lose potential endorsements in the future?
Oh, I think the first. You think both?
Oh.
I think both.
You don't think she's like, am I still going to get that Target?
Yeah.
paid.
No, because she's already the Bachelorette. I feel like she was just nervous. And of course, they're usually drinking. And she probably had things that she wanted to say. And that's why I think she was so emotional about it, because she felt on the spot. But it also is an emotional thing. When she was saying, I don't know why I'm crying so much, I kept saying back to the TV, I was like, because this is real shit. Like, this is an emotional time that we're all in. So, of course you're crying. I wanted to cry watching it.
Well, it felt like to me, it was interesting to see her share her perspective of feeling like she didn't deserve to cry because she hasn't had the actual struggle that she associates with the Black community. Like she acknowledged, she's like, you know, I grew up in a mostly white community, a fairly privileged house.
Yeah. Where she probably tried to.
Well, she said she tried to. She tried to blend in as much as she could, knowing she was different. And then, you know, I can only imagine. I mean, we're all emotional about everything going on right now, especially like when you talk about police brutality and Black Lives Matter. But so I can only imagine from the perspective of someone who is a Black woman who tried to like blend in a way to like make people stop thinking about the fact that you're Black.
Make everybody
just
comfortable.
I'm just like you and always have that part of you feeling different and then seeing other people only from a distance.
Yeah.
And I love that they connect on being mixed, because that's a very specific experience, I'm sure.
Me too.
I liked it, but at one point I was like, I felt like he was like, this is my entry point. This is my way to get in. And I felt like he was doing it up just a little too much, being like, but we're mixed. It's like, what other connection do you guys have? Like, what
I
else?
I mean,
I didn't feel like a magnetic connection between them. I felt
but
like
they were so comfortable.
These are two people who should be together, who have genuine
emotional
connection and life experiences. That
what about her makes you think that she wants a bad boy?
Could be the way they're editing the show, but
probably
it's
the way they're editing the show. Yeah,
the fact that she was so over the moon about how Noah jumped the fence and like, she kind of has this. I don't know if it's bad boy so much as like she wants someone who's going to be
very bold
and outspoken about how much they care about her and love her. And he's so
I think she wants bravado and not reserved confidence, like Ivan's quiet confidence,
big dick energy,
and you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe Ivan doesn't have big dick energy.
Oh, I thought
because
he did
didn't try to make any
energy.
Moves on her at all. He wasn't trying to get sexy with her that much. And then you saw the hot tub scene with Zach. Her legs were
up
on him, cozy McCozy scene.
I think it's good that it's different. It feels like really pure.
Yes, but
it just depends. It's going to depend on
what she wants.
She's 29. She wants magnetism. She wants
but they were so comfortable. They were playing games, and she even said like what did she say?
She said the phone was in the bedroom.
That was weird.
You seize the day, bitch.
That
you
was such a weird moment
day. I would never tell a man there's something in my bedroom to join me there.
Oh my god. And then they had to play The Floor is Lava. I felt like I was watching 6-year-olds play. It was
I thought it was cute too.
It was
cute. I was like, this is pure.
But as someone who watches The Bachelor and The Bachelorette every season, it was like, I'm used to watching them go to fucking real life volcanoes, seeing real life lava. Now I'm watching them just like jump around on pillows.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, because we like.
Yeah, we don't have that frame of reference.
No, and I forget that they like travel everywhere. This is so.
Yes.
That's just. Everyone on this season got shafted. And then now saying like them. Thinking about them playing The Floor is Lava is like, oh, you mean instead of going to a volcano where other bachelorettes have gone, we get to play The Floor is Lava? Great.
Yeah.
I want to know what that conversation was like when the producers are like, all right, listen, Tayshia. So for this date scene, we want you to get to the bedroom somehow. But when you get there, you're going to play The Floor is Lava. I don't know if that was a big game in Orange County, but we're going to.
I bet you that's what happened.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened. And then Tayshia was like, okay, why can't we just like walk there?
Because it'll be good for TV. But it was cute.
It was very cute.
I'm not like a romancy person. I'm usually just like, let's get to the bedroom and fuck. But that was like, I was like, ooh. And then I was like, oh, they're so cute. They're like falling all over each other. He's like helping her up. It was just like this clumsy, what could have been like cute, like physical, like.
I like that it's sweet. I remember what she said. She said that he makes her feel like the center of attention, which is, I think, what she wants, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where it's like, yeah, there was a moment. It was so funny. We were watching, and there was a moment where he was saying something about himself. And she asked, like, how Tayshia asked how he feels about something, and he started saying it. And Nicole on the couch went, "Now ask her how she feels," which is hello projection.
Yeah.
But then he immediately asked, "How do you feel about this?" I think it was a Black Lives Matter thing. And I was like, look at that.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Also, I think because there isn't the frills of them being on like this exotic vacation, that, I mean, anybody can fall in love in fucking Hawaii.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, I'm on a helicopter? Wow, my pussy has never felt more tingly next to a man.
I don't know if I'd have a wet pussy on a helicopter. I'd be too afraid.
I mean, I would be slop city.
Clenched pussy.
Well, no, I mean, that's an interesting thing to look at just in terms of this entire season.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe the one silver lining, the perk of this is that because it's got to be more down to earth and more kind of simple, you're going to get an authentic connection. Whereas you're right. If you're, you know, on a romantic yacht or whatever.
I call it vacation love. Like, yeah, on the island, you're falling in love. But once you get back to the mainland, all bets are off.
Like, you're not in love. You just like drinking fresh pineapple.
Yeah.
If someone happened to be there and you rejected that onto them.
What did you say about the pina colada when we were watching?
I don't remember.
Oh, she said something about pina colada that was so funny. Anyways.
I wish I knew.
There's part of me that wishes we could just do this podcast, all three of us together watching it.
Ugh, that'd be great.
Because me just yelling at the TV.
I guess we could.
Yeah.
For the last however many episodes. I mean, that could... We could.
I yell at the TV too. I bet we're yelling very different things though.
1,000%.
I wonder what you're yelling. Because yeah, no. I don't know what I'm yelling. I know what Nicole's yelling. It's easier to notice other people's shit, I guess.
You don't do a whole lot of yelling.
No, I'm taking it in.
Yeah, she's taking it in. I'm just getting mad.
Are you?
That's my love language.
Mad?
Mad. I don't think that's one of them.
By the way, I think I submitted you. I nominated you.
Yes.
I may have, full disclosure, I have severe ADHD and I have not been taking any medication for it, though I'm prescribed and supposed to be. So I may have.
Classic ADHD.
I've never met anyone more ready to get over her ADHD and not getting over it than Jessica Michelle.
I feel like you just haven't met anyone else with ADHD.
I think I have ADHD.
She can't even concentrate on getting better.
You might.
I really think I do.
You know what I was reading recently, though? This is for
that we're all geniuses.
By the way, I don't think you have the H. I think you just have straight ADD.
What's the difference? They're kind of
hyperactive.
You don't think you're hyperactive?
No.
She doesn't think I am.
I don't think she is. Okay. I think she is very ADD, though.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I just follow her around the apartment putting things away once she takes them out.
It's a sad truth. Although I did read recently, that's what I was saying, is there's this, there's research being done about ADHD versus a trauma brain and how they can look similar.
Oh, interesting.
And you may not actually have ADHD. You could be so traumatized that your brain functions in a fucked up way.
Yup. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Trying to cope. Can't focus. Can't be in the, oh my God. Yes,
I read that this
me.
Weekend and I was like, oh no, maybe I don't have ADHD at all. And I just have
a trauma.
Mom, a brain. Yes, yeah, a mom and a dad.
The more you know.
R.I.P.
Had him, lost him.
Lost him again. He's really good at goodbye.
Can you believe both of our dads ghosted us?
Oh, in the same week, too.
Devastating.
Was it the same week or month?
It wasn't within two weeks.
Mine was October 18th.
Oh, I guess it was within the same month. Mine was, he died November 16th. Anyway. We're going to take a break.
On that note, let's
get
back to
getting
fingered in a hot tub.
Yeah, we'll be back talking hot tubs, talking group dates, all the things. All right, bye.
Bye.
These are the best.
We're not cutting the dad stuff,
we are absolutely not cutting it,
Sob. Quit being a coward. Let the people hear about our dads.
Our opening with Jessica Michelle belching, staying, our dead dads staying. Okay, good. I'm just
let's bum people
out. There was part of me that was like,
You bum them out. Then the commercial comes on. They're sad, so they buy stuff.
We are here to bum
It's all
you
part
out.
Of the process. You get them in their emotions right before someone goes, do you need to order a whole cake? Well, at cake.com.
All right. Welcome back.
We are back. We had a great break.
Great break. We talked about pies and cakes. Pie-caken. And we found out that our producer
is friends with
the guy.
He knows the inventor of pie-caken, which we don't have time to get into, but...
Google pie-caken. P-I-E...
Caken.
Caken.
All right. So, look, we went into Ivan. He's still around, so I feel like he has a chance, but I want to talk about... She had a one-on-one with Zach? Was that a one-on-one?
No, she just made time for each person. Well, she had...
Oh, they had the group date.
They had the group date.
Individually, but then she ended up in a hot tub? How did they end up in that hot tub? Now I don't
remember.
Wait,
wait, wait.
Damn,
I'm forgetting.
She selected all of them for the group date?
Yeah. She...
They were all together first, and then...
They had to make the music.
Oh, they had to do the truth or dare.
That was... Painful.
Painful.
They did the music first, right?
They were all so bad. Yeah. And yeah. I texted you guys that my ears were bleeding. I wanted to like sue.
So bad.
It was
also
awful.
Like,
how is Blake still in this? I don't know.
I know.
I mean,
and Ed.
Honestly, he looks like the kind of guy who would be like a janitor, but would insist on you calling him a custodial engineer. Like, I just feel like that's who he is.
I
like, he takes
himself...
So seriously.
Yeah. And it's like, you're on The Bachelorette. Relax. Yeah. But also, DeMar's lack of self-awareness around his musical abilities is astounding.
Ooh.
That like, that hurt me because I was so excited for his performance.
Wait, which song was that?
It was cute. It was the You're My Caffeine Rush.
Yeah, You're My
Mocha Latte.
Mocha Latte. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
But the way he built it up, and I kind of was like anticipating this because it's reality TV, mm-hmm. and you know how they build things up just to be mm-hmm. like,
oh, when he was doing the.
But he's like, oh, I'm listening to these. They've got nothing on me. Like, I thought, and then he came with the guitar. I thought he was going to fucking.
Oh, I was like, panties will drop when he came out with that guitar.
And he just played the same chord. The lyrics were
By
cute.
The way, the best part was when he was like rehearsing and you saw him doing that thing where he's like holding his ear, like where he's like, oh, no, and like moving his hand. Like he's, oh, so bad.
Oh, man. I just realized that was before this was all before the private date because Ivan won.
Ivan won that because he brought her up.
And he did poetry. Like it was
that
nice,
was
but I'm
sweet.
Like, this isn't music.
Yeah. Mm. I think Zach should have won, honestly. His was the best
But
song.
You love Zach.
You're just obsessed with him.
I love him.
They did
he does have a certain air about him because he's sober. It always feels like he's truly present.
Yep. That's why I like sober guys.
Yeah.
But it also feels like he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Probably.
He has that vibe. But he has like the eyes of someone who's seen war.
I mean.
But war is probably just like blackout nights on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I mean.
You don't know what I've seen.
I just want a man, you know, it's like who's just
under
like
the board
crumbles
rock.
From his addiction to things. Like if you thought heroin ruined your life, wait till you get a hold of this pussy, you know?
I mean, well, that's the thing that nobody is talking about around the fact that he's sober is that like, well, has he transferred his addiction to something else? Like, I don't know, sex or love?
Have they talked about like, does what his history was? Have they gotten into that yet?
No.
Not really.
I feel like they will eventually.
Yeah, they will eventually. Yeah, that'll be a conversation where he's like
crying
black tar heroin. She's like, well, in Orange County
we only have white tar heroin.
Adderall.
Like, oh, it's the worst. But they were cute. It seemed steamy, although I was just like, I'm like, is this an authentic connection or are they both just horny? Like, I couldn't.
Whoa, you guys, the truth or dare where they had to pretend like they were having an orgasm.
Yeah, the fact that she could hear all any of those and then go, but this guy can stay. Like,
Blake
that she didn't walk
like,
out everyone who was just terrible, which was, I think, everyone.
Like,
that
made me cringe
so
how he was humping that, like, podium or whatever.
Yeah.
Blake, when he threw his leg up.
Ew.
Like, what are you doing? And then Easy listening to the pool is like, he's got demons.
Yeah, that was
He needs to go
funny.
To church.
See, Easy's so funny.
Izzy is so funny. And it's like,
best part of the show.
I wish we were getting more of him, but I like that they are still, I like
saving him.
He's the comedic relief in that, like, okay, at this point, I don't think that he's gonna come out in the top three, to be honest.
Yeah.
I still think he will. I think they're saving him for a reason.
Like, let's edit. It's slow. It's slow. Do we have any edit? Do we have any easy clips? Can we edit in some easy? Like, that's, the producers are like, we need this guy to spice it up every 5 minutes.
He's so funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
He's great. Oh, and then they showed the, like,
Ed kind of stole my heart a little bit this week because he was so funny with that end clip with Chris Harrison, and just in general that they fucking sent him to Chris Harrison's room is so funny. Him.
That's so funny because you know the producers are like, yeah, go to this room.
Yes.
And he was
probably like, he was probably like, wait, I thought she was in the El Presidente. And then they're like, they're no, we had to switch rooms.
Yes. And he's just like, well, they wouldn't steer me wrong. They're the producers.
I guarantee he didn't even have the thought to go there. And the producers were like, you know what? You should go see her.
Oh, my God.
They hyped her up for it. They're like, you should seize the day, Ed. And he's like, you know what? I should.
Yeah. I'm going to go down there.
You head over that. Wait, I thought she's that way. Nope. No, no, no. That way. Go, go, go.
And then he still got a rose.
I know. That was
weird.
Shocking.
That was a producer's choice.
You think he was the producer's choice?
Yeah, he was a producer's choice.
I will say,
he's good TV.
He is good TV.
I like him at, like, I think people he like goes him along as a fucking dumb guy.
Yeah. But no, he knows what he's doing. I think he's a smart dumb guy, I think.
You think he's like, let's just lean into it, let's just have fun.
I think so.
Wait, what does he do? What does Ed do?
I don't know.
What does Ed do? I am gonna Google it.
Ed feels like a guy who fingered me at Jewish summer camp.
Jesus.
He feels like he could have. He feels like the first guy who went down on me, who just like literally lapped my pussy like it was a bowl of yogurt.
And then your pussy was so strong it literally broke his neck. And that's why he looks like that.
I just snapped his neck right off and then built those traps right up. His traps are way overdeveloped.
Yeah.
God, they're so...
Trap.
Who is Ed Weisbrot?
Oh. I was right about the guy from Jewish summer camp.
He's a healthcare salesman.
Oh, he sells Herbalife.
He's had his job as a... Wait. Listen to this.
Uh-oh. Strap in.
This was more to what you were saying about Blake, but strap in. He has had his job as a...
Chin strap in.
Strategic account executive with CVS Health.
Oh.
Does that mean he's a salesman at CVS?
Maybe.
He
could be on the corporate end doing the buying.
I need to see those long receipts.
Vitamins.
Who's the comic who has the joke where they're like, if you're a pharmacist, it's really cool because you're also a cashier.
Yeah. You have to go to all that school just to be a cashier. That's so funny. He went to University of Pittsburgh. He has a bachelor of science in business administration and account marketing.
Okay.
He loves water activities. Fact number four, he's
treading
not
water,
afraid
he can,
to speak his
mind. He can
mind.
Really keep his head above water.
And he's ready for marriage. Well, and he lives in Miami. Listen, Ed Weisbrot, is he a guy that fingered you at camp?
He might be.
How old is he?
36.
Could have fingered me at camp. Ed, I'm 37.
Ed, are you listening? Are you out there?
Ed Weisbrot.
Look at that. I just can't even take
Look at him. He looks like he was a head counselor at Jewish summer camp.
He is good.
Would
TV.
You date him, Nicole?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like she paused too long.
Yeah.
She wants to say no, but.
Ed, holler at me.
He could pick you up and hurdle you across the room. And I feel like that's really.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
You're looking.
Yeah, that's really all I'm looking for.
And you want to talk about someone who will speak his mind? He'll speak it too much. Like,
yeah, good. I'm so excited.
More to fight
person
about.
Person in the room who doesn't have all the fucking opinions.
You guys actually, I feel like, would be a great couple.
Very right. funny.
I'm never follow you at my family function.
Yes!
Ed Weisbrot.
You guys would
follow.
Be the couple that people are like, where do you meet my friends, Ed and Nicole? Yeah. For generations, people talk, remember Ed and Nicole?
That couple? Just that was a lot.
I have never met these people. My mom had an Uncle Howard. Fuck, I can't remember my aunt's name. I'll report back. But like epic stories of they would show up to family functions and just get in these crazy fights and just like screaming at each other. She'd be like, Howard, got him! Like just leave. He just like, I don't know. He started walking home. He's an idiot.
Ed Weisbrot? How do you spell that?
W-A-I-S.
Oh.
Ed. Okay, she's following Ed, you guys. Updates to come. Who else?
Here we go. Here we go. Ed has no followers.
I know. That's why you can get in. Look at that pink jacket. Do it for me.
How many does he have?
He has less than 4,000.
No way.
Yeah, he's when I sent you guys a link in something where it was there's some Instagram account that does like charts. It's like tracking people's stuff. And Bennett has gotten the most.
Oh my God. Ed is way better looking in his pictures than he is on TV.
I think that's true for all of them. Have you looked up Brendan?
Yeah, Brendan's way
he's
better.
So much better in pictures. You can edit. You can get the angle right. Like we're seeing what they actually look like on reality TV. That's the only real part of this. Fuck.
Jesus.
Which
Christ,
is the real
guys.
Life? Which is so
all
funny.
Right.
So
following Ed.
She's following Ed. We'll
Mr.
follow
Ed.
Up.
I'm on.
Mr. Ed. Thank God. Finally, someone else to be called Mr. Ed and not me with these giant teeth. It's just nice to have a reprieve. Mr. and Mrs. Ed are Mr. and Mrs. Ed are coming to Hanukkah.
They're bringing the Hanukkah guilt.
Mr. and Mrs. Ed. It's so great. Fuck. Okay, so they did the truth or dare. Were any
so
of you,
annoying.
Was there anyone in the truth or dare with the orgasm thing that you guys were like, that's hot? I feel like they were all, it's so uncomfortable.
I don't remember, but all
of it was funny to me. All of that shit, I like, truly, you nailed it. Easy's reaction was the best part of it.
I mean,
he's got some demons.
That guy's got some demons.
He's
got
to go to church.
They also were trying to show, I feel like they're really trying to force this Noah narrative. Of him being
oh my gosh yes we need to talk about that
dick well also him and Chasen in that one scene at the pool
yeah,
being like buddy
bros.
Buddy
they
I kind of can't believe
bros.
Chasen went home
that was kind of surprising to me
oh I was
like
so
over
happy.
Ed
I
over
was
Ed,
so
though.
Happy
I can't believe anyone went home over Ed
who are the other ones who went home Chasen
Joe
who I love
who's
I
great
I didn't get to see enough of him
Chasen, Joe, and Paul.
Kenny. There was no Paul.
Kenny?
Kenny, the boy band manager, is
oh,
gone.
Oh, he went home?
Mm. I thought one of the fair-skinned black guy went home.
And Jordan C.
And Jordan C. Yeah.
I remembered something. It was so fucking uncomfortable watching them all propose to her. I didn't like that.
No.
Because Bennett, yeah. like, actually proposed and gave her a ring, and it's just, like, so weird. It's like, that isn't that a sacred thing that should be saved for the last
I agree.
Bennett being like, I really felt something. I was like, is this the first time he's ever actually felt a feeling?
Yes. It literally looked like a man experiencing genuine emotion for the first time. He's like, I've been such a robot my whole life. And then it happened. And I was like, oh my God, this must be the one.
Yeah. He felt one feeling and he's like, oh, this is it. I agree though. Cause seeing
it's like
that
a woman
part,
who came for the first time.
Yeah. I was like, wait. So is this going to like take away from someone's future proposal or also
right.
like that thing that Riley read a little thing that's like, you'll be my girlfriend and I'll be your boyfriend. It just has to be sealed with a kiss to make the contract a thing. Like, do you guys remember that? He had
no.
a little piece of paper. It was.
I blacked out.
I must have blacked out.
It was during the group.
The most boring person.
Group date.
I can't believe he's still in. He is boring.
No, I liked him at the beginning, and then he's just kind of. They haven't shown any, like,
oh,
fun storyline. So
the
I'm
way
like,
he
eh.
kissed her, the way he kissed her when he did this, the one finger under
oh,
the chin when he was
hot.
Like.
You guys listen, can't see. I'm sorry. I got scared, so I
the
burped.
Timing
it's
of
a nervous
that.
Reaction.
And it just.
Nicole was trying
more.
To be romantic
with
you.
With
yeah, I'm afraid of love.
Let me finger your chin.
No,
come here.
I don't even have a chin. It's barely even
I'll
there.
Find it.
You're just like Ed.
I know. He has no neck. I have no chin.
That's why I love Ed.
he reminds
you.
We have the same body. And the same eyes, kind of. That's a visual joke for everyone listening. Listen, we'll be back with more visual jokes after this.
You guys are never going to see.
All right, we're back. Let's talk about, you know what? Let's talk about the drama between Noah, the impending drama. It started
episode. Drama on The Bachelor?
What?
No.
This is not
By the way,
what I expected.
I love that last week we had Chasen
and Ed.
And Ed as the drama. And now it's moved on to Noah
and Bennett.
Which honestly is, it's a little more fun for me.
Is it? Because they're so opposite or what?
Because they're both hot?
Because Bennett is such a douchebag. It's like, it's exquisite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeing watching someone who's a big part of their personality is probably the fact that they're composed.
Mm-hmm. And, also, like, and went to Harvard.
And I went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm composed. I went to Harvard.
And I can't spell limousine.
Yeah. And I'm having a spat with an Oklahoma nurse.
Yeah.
Like, who's a decade my junior.
Yeah. But when he said the thing about, have you, imagine arguing with a 14-year-old. That's what it's like, me arguing with you. And it's like, that's a really good point.
It is a good point, but then it's also like, yeah, why would you argue with a 14-year-old?
Yeah, so stop. Yeah, great fucking
what
point.
What are you doing?
Great point.
Like, literally, there's a part of your brain when you are, I learned this a couple years ago, when you're going through puberty to make all the changes, a part of your, I think it's the hypothalamus, I could be wrong, it shuts down. Like, you actually don't have full brain function. That's why teenagers are so crazy and rebellious, is like, part of their brain shuts off for the rest of it to grow.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's like, why are you arguing with someone who's not going to see reason?
Yeah.
But then again, that's different than 25-year-old Noah who...
And yeah, is he really 25? I keep forgetting that.
25 or 26. Yeah. He's young.
Wow. I just can't believe all the other grown men in the room are...
Grown-ass men.
All the other grown-ass men in the room aren't like, you fucking losers. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
They all want to be friends with Bennett because Bennett's the rich dude who's probably going to take them all on a vacation eventually.
And probably going to be back on the show, so they want to be buddies with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there. I mean, there was the thing where Noah mentioned to Tayshia, you know, a lot of people are saying they think you just gave me the rose to start drama. And he's like, look, I can deal with people talking about me, but it feels like they're bringing your judgment into question, which I thought was like... I don't know. Was he being authentic or was that manipulative?
Manipulative.
I think it was half a producer move and half Noah being immature.
Yeah. Because she comes in, gets pissed, cancels the rest of the cocktail.
Yes.
So there's guys who don't get the chance to spend time with her.
But no one really questioned Tayshia's integrity, which is what she gathered from Noah. And I don't even feel like Noah explicitly said that. I think she just made that decision in her head.
He's like, they're questioning why you gave me the rose. And I think she said, she used the word integrity. He never used the word integrity.
Uh-huh. He kind of like egged it on.
Yeah.
But he's like, if they're implying you are making decisions like this, I don't think that's fair. He did kind of go like, you know, they're fucking saying you can't do your own shit. And mm-hmm. she's a grown ass woman.
Yeah. So I am a grown ass woman.
So I'm canceling everything and going to
bed. Have you guys noticed that they say a certain phrase a lot?
Every episode.
Which one?
Oh, wait,
no. Or like in general, what ones have you noticed as newcomers to the show? Like what they repeat a lot? Phrases,
well, I
key terms.
Last episode was grown ass man, but it felt like the episode theme.
That was the episode. Okay. Do the damn thing is like one that they've been pushing a lot lately, ever since Becca's season where she was Bachelorette. That was like her slogan to say, let's do the damn thing, implying like, let's get married. And they keep saying it. And I was curious if you guys were picking up on it.
That's so funny. I didn't pick up on that.
The marketing team is like, let's put our heads together and come up with a catchphrase that we can get all these fucking grown ass humans to say.
Grown ass humans. That's a good one. Yeah. A bunch of fucking bots of people. Well, then she just like cancels the whole night because to me, it's like I don't know that someone couldn't see like, okay, maybe this one guy's starting drama and he's more the problem than anything else. But
when the dudes were leaving, when they were leaving, those fucking dudes should have been like, hey, heads up, Noah's full of shit.
Mm.
You think he's full of shit? You don't think he's authentic and just immature?
Or something. Hey, Noah misconstrued.
I think he's trying to play the victim so that Tayshia really likes him.
Ugh, gross. But it's like...
Ugh, there's nothing that makes my pussy drier than a victim.
No. Same. It's why I had to stop being a nurse.
That's why I had to stop being a Jew.
No, yeah, that they're like, you've got a great group of guys that no one ever, never, by the way, goes... Because that's a theme that people go, oh, it's a great group of guys. I hope, you know, I hope you find the one. Then no one goes, except this guy. I would maybe...
Steer clear of him.
Watch out like, for
No
for
one's giving
guy.
Her a fucking heads up.
Also... Not an important side fact, but Kenny, a boy band manager, terrible musician. No taste in music.
Oh.
I don't mean to bounce back to a very small, unimportant fact.
No, that's a important. Very important fact.
But it's like, how dare you pitch yourself as some sort of
manager.
Music industry person?
The guy thinks
personnel.
He's a music influencer. Basically, if you're a manager, you're like, you know what? I know music so fucking well.
I'm on the cusp of what's hot.
I know. I have my finger on the pulse.
I can't find my pulse.
Uh-oh. Like, another dead person in her family.
Yeah. Kenny. What else was there? Jordan, we kind of like... I remember last week you liked his butt, but then like we haven't really gotten to know Jordan, so I wasn't surprised.
I forgot.
See him go.
I forgot about Jordan's butt.
His booty. You know what we haven't talked about, which I think speaks volumes to how boring and unimportant he truly is. Ben.
Ben
had a whole plot.
He's kind of
Ben has really dropped the dumbbell.
He dropped
like,
it.
Literally dumb.
The guy Ben, dropped the kettlebell.
Ben is a cartoon of like of the stereotype of a man.
He looks like Buzz Lightyear. Even his chin has like the little swirly.
Ben Lightyear.
By the way, yes. I don't know if anyone else noticed this, but when he was walking to her villa, I could hear his flip-flops. And there is...
Of course you notice this.
Nothing.
Worse.
Nothing more unattractive to me than men who wear flip-flops. And just hearing him is like...
There's nothing more unattractive than men who wear flip-flops.
Listen, there's a
You're
lot of things.
You're from Michigan. You haven't spent time in the South. Here's when I moved from Alaska to Florida, look, what I'm about to say is not politically correct. It's just a fact of what I thought. I thought only gay men wore flip-flops. I genuinely was like, that. And I got to my campus and I was like, oh my God,
there's
so many gay men
here.
Great! No! Turns out in the South, it's really normal.
Wait, what about flip-flops made you think that it meant you're gay?
Because exposed feet feels feminine.
Because you go to the beach?
I don't know.
I think that might be what it is for me.
I'm from...
Put your fucking feet away.
Did you just put up a sock with a toe hole? What are you, Ebenezer Scrooge?
Oh my God.
Is there a toe hole? I thought there was a toe hole. You guys can't see any of this. Like I said, we would come back with visual bits. Our producer Song just flashed his foot at us like some sort of heathen or person working on Nicole's other podcast.
I just do not like men's feet. I think they're fucking gross.
That's why it's love her feet, not love his.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one loves his feet.
We don't love their feet. We don't love his feet. We love her feet.
I think flip-flops on men are ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Add socks like, to that, though, and it's even worse.
You what?
Add socks? Like socks with sandals?
Oh,
socks even worse.
How dare you?
So I think that I believe there's good in everyone. I think that we should kill everyone who wears socks.
That attitude.
I think that we should put them on a boat and just a nice boat and just send them out to sea.
A sunfish. There's 10 people to one sunfish. Go.
You just put them out to sea and figure it out. It's your fault. You shouldn't use socks.
Paddle with your fucking flip-flop.
Like, wear a shoe if you have socks on.
Yes. I don't understand why you feel like you need to cover your toes yet keep them open.
Like, what do you just want to expose how cool your socks are? Well, as someone who in middle school owned multiple pairs of rainbow toe socks, that part I understand.
Okay, you know what? But that I could understand. For the finger toes?
The toe socks?
Ew.
Those are great. It's
Wait, did you just ooh toe socks?
Yeah. Ooh, oh, I don't like when my toes are separated by cloth. You feel like doesn't feel a little human. There was a kid in my high school who wore those like shoes that are
the Vibram,
rubber. Yes,
the Vibram shoes.
It was so, I thought it was weird. It looked like a duck.
Somebody, if
those
you wear Vibram shoes, in order to wear them, you have to allow the person who's selling them to you to slap you across the face with a Vibram shoe. If you can handle that sort of humiliation, you are allowed to wear a Vibram shoe.
Yeah, that like wearing
so to it. It's a rite of passage.
And I say this as some realizing I acknowledged moments ago that I wore toe socks in middle school. But if you wear Vibram shoes, it's like you want people to make fun of you.
Yeah, you want people to
It's an icebreaker.
I want you to think I'm buff and dumb. I don't know what those shoes are for.
I just really love being one with the ground.
No, it's like it's better because your foot's more in the shape of a... Just don't wear shoes then!
Yeah, run Take barefoot, the you fucking pussy! Get some fucking callus like these dudes in Africa who fucking run through the Sahara.
Yeah, you want to be a fucking man? Take off your toe sock shoes. Oh. Expose yourself. Expose yourself like a real man.
Speaking of exposing yourself, have you watched A Teacher yet, Leah?
No, this is not a... This is a side conversation.
No,
this is not
should I?
No, it's about...
Should I?
It's pedophilia. I don't understand people who like it. But you might like it. So
I might like
it's
it.
It's about
okay.
grooming.
Listen.
Oh, ew. Okay.
That's not what this Side podcast note.
Anyways,
is about.
Anyways, this podcast is about...
We need to go back to talking about
salt of the earth people on The Bachelorette.
How dumb Ben is.
Oh, yeah. He's cartoonishly dumb for sure.
He was like doing things as like a checklist. And like you could see in his responses that he like wanted acknowledgement for... I showed up.
Yeah, he's like, look at me.
Like
look
a dog.
Mm-hmm. I did better.
You said this, and then I did this.
It more so feels like he wants to win, not in like a competitive way, but in like a I did good kind of way. But it doesn't feel like he actually is in love with Tayshia and truly like wants the time with her.
No, it's like he wants to like be, yeah.
Like you said, checklist.
Yeah, that's perfectly said, yeah.
Like it's just a male alpha brain of like, I want to be... Number one.
Mm-hmm. I want to be the one she likes best.
I think the whole checklist thing comes from all of his CrossFit experience because going into CrossFit, you just have a checklist. You got to do all these things. You got to do them in a certain amount of time.
Well, he's a military vet.
Wow.
So, and that too.
He probably started there.
And then logically, if you go from being in the military to being a dickhole in CrossFit.
Yes.
His Instagram, my God, his body.
I mean, he's hot. Yeah.
He is ripped and it's nothing but CrossFit. It's a great Instagram account to follow if you're also a man who likes CrossFit. Mm-hmm. But also if you just want to see him CrossFitting. Mm-hmm. It does make me question if he has
dress because he is pretty too.
I don't know. That chin?
I like a woman with a strong chin.
Strong. You know what I like? A woman with a strong jaw. Gaston. Gastona. Oh.
Gastoline.
Gastana. It's a combination of Gaston and Anna from Frozen. Anyway, it's stupid.
Let it go.
Is that what you...
Gaston?
What do you think? He's Russian?
What is Gaston?
He's Francais.
Francais. Oh, let it go.
Oui.
Ferme la porte.
Ferme la porte. Close the door.
Speaking of, is that Hodor in the back of your... Is there a painting of naked...
Hagrid.
Oh, Hagrid.
Behind me. You guys can't see it, but if you join...
It's another visual.
If you join our Patreon, you can be part of live episode recordings of our Harry Potter episode.
The visual jokes.
Nude Hagrid with a sorting hat over his
junk.
What I assume is a giant penis.
You think it's giant? Doesn't have a fucking...
He's half giant, so it might be...
That's fair.
Half giant.
What if just the balls are the giant part? Oh. He's just all balls.
Oh, God, that is rough.
Oh.
A big old... Who do you think of the people who are left? Who has the biggest pair of balls?
Oh, Bennett.
Ooh. Bennett could have pretty bally balls.
I'm trying to think of who's left.
Brought to you by Ballies.
You know what? I bet Ed has giant balls. You don't get a head that big and not have...
And he lifts them every
substantial
morning.
Ball. Yeah. He probably works out. He like lifts a kettlebell with his balls. Just like... That's
Zach,
a real snatch.
Zach's got a big fucking dick.
I would
so?
Believe
yeah.
that.
Zach has big dick energy.
Yeah.
Nobody reclines that way. He reclines in a way like he is slinging reclines. A fucking python.
I can tell.
I'm surprised that
sits.
Spencer got a rose. I don't like him. He can go.
I'm over him. Yeah.
Why are we holding on to him? Because he was part of the original storyline on the
right,
first episode.
Right.
I'm wondering if he's going to come back.
He's
into
a sleeper
the story
cell?
More in the next few episodes. Because it seems like the next episode is going to be very Noah and Bennett heavy.
Yeah.
But that's all I know.
Fuck.
See,
yeah.
I hate when two people monopolize the whole episode. It's like, let everybody be an asshole.
Yeah.
Please.
And holy shit, the trailer for Matt James season coming up in January.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
Yeah.
So
hot.
By the way, I didn't realize how hot he was until you sent me that picture on Instagram.
Oh, like, he's hot.
He looks hot in the you know, coming soon. But that picture you sent, I was like, ooh, he is
daddy.
He is a handsome fucking
daddy.
Man. I would park it on his face.
Yeah, we decided we may, just so everyone knows, before we get out of here, we may be watching The Bachelor.
As a means of comparison.
Yeah, we don't know
if that
will become podcast content or it'll just be something we do in our own time.
That's why I watch every year. I want to compare each year. I just want to compare. Yeah.
We could call it The Bitchlorette.
I also... Is his being filmed in quarantine settings too? I don't know.
No, they figured things out.
Ugh, wow.
Dude, Tayshia got fucked.
I know,
Tayshia
she really
got
did.
Fucking hosed.
And it's really all did. Claire's fault. Well... Do you think Tayshia would have been the next Bachelorette anyway?
No, or... Claire was set to be.
No, I mean, like, if Claire didn't fuck this season up. If you're listening, Claire, you're not. But you fucked the season up. By the way, already seen cheating rumors on TMZ.
Are you serious?
What? Yeah. Yep.
Wait, Dale
cheated?
Cheating?
Or he cheated.
We're going to have to talk about this in the next episode, but yeah.
Oh, you just dropped a fucking bomb?
Holy
and you want to bounce?
Yeah, we'll open the next episode talking about it, but... I just wonder if she had gone to completion with the whole season, would the next Bachelorette have been Tayshia, or is her falling out the only, was it like luck for Tayshia?
I don't think so, because by then, let's say COVID didn't happen, Claire would have been Bachelorette, then Tayshia probably would have gone to BIP, and like it would have kept moving. And then Matt James, basically usually what happens is the Bachelorette from Matt James' season that doesn't get picked will be up
will
to
be like
the contender.
Will it be like the second place one, or will it be
it's usually
just
like the favorite
there.
Of the final five or so.
Okay, so Bennett for sure is going to be a Bachelor.
He might. Yeah. There's a lot of memes about it, which usually means it's true.
All right, well,
yeah,
we're
going to
go.
Bennett is good at TV.
Yeah.
He creeps me out. But anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll talk about the potential drama that I read on the internet when we come back next week. And if you're listening to this right now, we are just about to jump back into, for real this time, the sixth book of Harry Potter. We are going... Our next week, we'll have episodes dropped. If it is before Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time that you're listening to this, you can still join our Patreon and be part of the live recordings of our first two episodes. And if not, join Patreon at patreon.com/twofilthynerds to get in on subsequent ones and be part of live movie watches and get lots of other fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.